Hello everyone, it's Charlie C again, and we are about to start on our second season, 8th episode of Study Skills 101. The purpose of this podcast is to once again use science and expert knowledge to teach you good study habits so you can ace those university exams. Today, we are going to talk about using ChatGPT as a study tool. We have mentioned the good and the bad of ChatGPT and other versions of AI. Today, we are going to talk about how you can carefully use this as a study tool for your own experiences. The reality is that at my university, I often teach classes with over 200 students in the lecture. Now, I love to teach, but the reality is, if we have classes like this, it can be hard for us to give you the individual attention you need. This is particularly an issue when it comes to office hours right before exams. Fortunately, AI seems to be a good alternative as long as we keep a few things in mind. First, the AI is learning every time someone enters information, data, or questions. This is the great and slightly disconcerting part about it. For you, this means that it is becoming more accurate with time. As I have tutored my students, I have seen them use AI to address some pretty complex chemistry problems, obscure Latin symbols and all. This is when I realized how these AI programs could be used for your benefit. Now, let's talk about the limitations first. You need to make sure you check for accuracy. This in itself is a great thing because it puts you in control of what you are learning, and by checking for accuracy, this can really make you think through the problem and learn it well. In my experience, the methodology is often correct, but the final value can be a bit off. This is where the learning and practice comes in. The next consideration you must deal with is the fact the better your prompts are, the better information you will get out of the program. If you are not sure what to ask, Google it, and I know you will be given a list of suggested prompts. Alternatively, I am convinced that, much like Google, AI is not going anywhere, and relatively soon you will need to be proficient in its use and general language anyway for a future where its use will be commonplace very soon. So, learning how to use this while you are studying is a bonus. This is a long-winded way of saying, dive in, the water is interesting. And as long as you check things out and make sure that the answers are correct, learning how to use this and when to use it will only help you in the future. I hope you find this helpful. Until next time, happy studying.